The people of Iraq have been making progress towards building a society to be free of terror and tyranny. It's not easy. There are clearly very dangerous elements in Iraq who seek to impose rule by the terrorists and by the dictator. They've undertaken every effort to try to extinguish the progress and to intimidate the Iraqi people and the coalition forces. If Iraq is to be free and a peaceful society, one part of the country cannot remain under the rule of assassins, terrorists, and the remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime. Every effort has been made to persuade the criminals running roughshod over Fallujah to reach a political solution, but they've chosen the path of violence instead. So at the request of the interim Iraqi government, coalition soldiers are today assisting Iraqi forces in conducting coordinated offensive operations in and around the city of Fallujah. Well, there's a lot of myths that have been flying around, and because we were asked not to get involved in the campaign, they seem to become reinforced and perpetuating, and that's unfortunate. We're wrestling with some very complicated problems, and they ended up weighing them all and making the judgment that was made. One of the complexities was that a number of the Iraqi governing council at that time had indicated they might resign. A second complexity was the fact that I think it was Brahimi was there for the UN and was arguing vociferously against it. I could be wrong about that, but and there was that dynamic of no leadership, no prime minister, if you will, who could make a decision, but a 25-person committee of the Governing Council interacting with the United Nations representative, which they were trying to encourage to help set up.